Hi, everyone. Whenever and wherever you are listening, welcome to Highland's Scattered Prayers. The law-giving God, whose word is sweeter than honey, the direction-setting sun, whose truth gives light to our path, the wisdom-advocating spirit, whose guidance inspires and refreshes life in our souls, and the way-following saints, whose faithful and faltering obedience leads our footsteps into the kingdom of heaven, be with you all. My name is Jay Jansen. I'm the pastoral elder at Highland Community Church. It's good to be with you in this way. The earliest followers of Jesus took the Bible seriously. For example, one Christian described the Hebrew Scriptures as God-breathed. Every part, he wrote, is useful one way or another, showing us truth, exposing our rebellion, correcting our mistakes, training us to live God's way. Later, a historian named Luke tells us that members of the first Jesus community devoted themselves to the apostles' teaching and the prayers, which would have included the Hebrew Psalms. Ever since, the Bible has played a central role in shaping the life of Jesus' followers. Now, that's not to say that the church has always understood the Bible well, or faithfully obeyed its teachings. Indeed, more often than we'd like to admit, Christians have frequently suffered from bibliolatry. We've known lots about the Bible, but we haven't really known the Word of God in the sense that we practice what we preach. And let's be honest, as important as the Bible is, it's a difficult book to digest. For one thing, it's confusing because the pages of Scripture tell 2,000-year-old stories from cultures that no longer exist. To complicate matters further, things get lost in the translation from Hebrew, Aramaic, and Greek to English. And as someone who has devoted his adult life to studying Scripture, let me tell you, even those with the keenest interest in the Bible find it boring at times. So why bother? Well, as the 16th century Christians known as Anabaptists put it, the Word of God in print was given to us in order to lead us to the Word of God in person. In other words, the pages of Scripture lead us to know the living Word, Jesus. What's more, reading the Bible helps us to become like Jesus and equips us so that we might play our part in the ongoing story of God's work of redeeming the world and the renewal of all things. In that sense, we're like theater performers who have parts 1, 2, and 4 of a script. If we're to improvise part 3 in a way that's consistent with the storyline, we'll need to have immersed ourselves in the beginning, middle, and ending of the drama. It's with the goals of knowing Jesus the Word and becoming people who can act on their Word that I invite you to spend the next little while interacting with a short selection of Scripture in a simple exercise. As we do a bit of what I like to call wordplay, I trust that the Spirit of God will reveal something new about Jesus, ourselves, and our world that will leave us changed for the better in one way or another. If it isn't fun, it will still be good. With that in mind, let's get ourselves prepared. Take a few moments to gather yourself as well as a few things. First, grab your Bible and turn to one of the suggested selections of Scripture listed in the handout that accompanies this recording. You can also pick a text of your own choosing or find one at www.dailylectio.net. That's daily, L-E-C-T-I-O.net. You may also wish to have a pad of paper and something with which to write or draw. When that's done, make yourself comfortable. Then take a few deep breaths to relax yourself, or simply sit quietly. Do what you need to do to settle fully into the here and now. In that stillness, take time to acknowledge Jesus' presence with you. Express your longing to know the mind and heart of Jesus, and your desire to follow Him more faithfully in your daily life. I'll let you pause your playback device to do that now. When you're ready, press play, and we'll continue. Now that you're settled, let's take a moment to ask God for the grace to draw you to Jesus in such a way that you learn to see through Jesus' eyes, to pray with His heart, to live in His way, by singing the following prayer. In this first reading of your chosen passage, we're going to simply listen for what is given to us. Begin by reading your chosen passage slowly and aloud, or listen to someone else read it. Feel free to read the text dramatically or with expression. As you do so, notice what happens. Does something stand out to you? It could be an action, a word or a phrase, a feeling, or an image. Perhaps there's a question that emerges, or something seems peculiar to you. Maybe there was a gap that leaves you curious. Did a scene unfold in your imagination? What does that painting look like? What colors are there? What did you smell, taste, hear? Perhaps there was a character, say Jesus, who caught your attention. What did you notice about him? What did he do or not do? Say or not say. When you're done the reading, take as much time as you need to listen quietly. Feel free to look back over the words. In the silence, let God's Spirit direct the attention of your heart or mind. When you're ready, write down, sketch out, or share with the group what it is you focused on. Don't explain or elaborate too much on what you heard. Go ahead and pause your playback device. Press play when you're ready to move on. We're going to read the selected text out loud a second time. This go-round, Listen for how the scripture interacts with your life. Reflect on the connections. It's quite possible that this step builds on what you received earlier, or not. In any case, allow the connections to arise naturally. For example, does something resonate with a part of your life? What similarities or differences are there between your experience of the world and the experience of those who originally lived out this text? Pay attention to the feelings that the word, phrase, or image evokes in you. Are there aspects that surprise you, that you like or dislike? Or consider this simple question: what does the Bible reading mean? In other words, if someone asked you to explain why a word or phrase or image stood out to you, what would you say? Again, take as much time as you need to listen for what God is revealing. Feel free to scan the text quietly with your eyes. Sit with your impressions for a while. After some time of quiet reflection, write down or draw or briefly share with the group how you sense the word, phrase, image, or feeling touches your life. You may begin with words such as "I hear," or "I see," or "I sense," and continue for one or two sentences. I'll let you pause your playback device now. When you're ready to continue, press play. Reread the scripture once again. In this third reading, we're going to listen for the invitation that is particular to your present experience. In other words, how are you being invited to respond? Given the connection that is emerging between the Word and your life, is God wanting to do something for you? Perhaps God is offering you reassurance, or comfort, or clarification in this moment. Or perhaps you, or your character, want to respond to Jesus in some way. What do you, or the character you were playing, want to say to God? Based on your experience of today's Bible reading, how does Jesus invite you to respond to the needs and concerns of the world, to others around you? In other words, what is God calling you to be or do? Ponder what arises during several minutes of silence following the reading, seeking to enjoy a dialogue with God about the truth that is surfacing. Trust what comes. After some time of quiet reflection, write out or sketch or share with others what you sense is God's invitation to you. Go ahead and pause your playback device to do those things now. In this next step, take a few moments to rest in what is given. There's no need to try and make it bigger or more spiritual than it is. Simply receive what has been given with humble gratitude and savor God's loving work in you. Pause your playback device and do that now. I trust that you have had a real-time encounter with the Spirit of Christ. Go into your days looking to act on your word, to live in a way that's congruent with what the living Word of God has communicated through the written Word of God. In other words, go out and live your theology. Before we go to play our part in the ongoing story of God's redeeming work in our world, let's thank Christ for all that we have experienced and received in the encounter by praying these words. Blessed Lord, your word is a lamp to guide us and a light for our paths. Thank you for communicating to us through your word. Pour out upon us your grace, that we may obey your call and do your will. Make us to be Bibles, so that others can read the word in us. Amen.
How firm a foundation, you saints of the Lord, is laid for your faith in His excellent word. What more can He say than to you He has said, to you who for refuge to Jesus have fled? Dismayed, for I am your God and will still give you aid. I'll strengthen and help you and cause you to stand upheld by my righteous omnipotent hand. I call you to go. The rivers of sorrow shall not overflow, for I will be with you, your troubles to bless and sanctify to you your deepest distress. Fiery trials your pathway shall lie. My grace all sufficient shall be your supply. The flame shall not hurt you, I only design your dross to consume and your gold to refine. The soul that on Jesus has leaned for repose, I will not desert to its foe. That soul, though all hell should endeavor to shake, I'll never forsake.